In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our pew Bibles translate it, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The other word for eternal that we think of when we read Isaiah 9:6 is Everlasting Father. It's hard to think of the Son as Father. When we talk about the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, we think of the Father as the first person of the Trinity, and the Son is the person Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and we get that it's all the same God known to us in three different ways of relating, but it's hard to wrap our brains around, or at least it is for me, it's hard to wrap my brain around sometimes God the Son as Everlasting Father. Everlasting is easy enough. Everlasting is never ending, eternal, from the time before to the time after and all points in between. This kingdom shall know no end. Everlasting. It was here long before I was. It'll be here long after we are all gone. It knows no end. It is a continuous circle. There is no beginning and no end. The wonder that is God and God's creation and God's love for his creation is never ending. Everlasting, eternal. So now we have to deal with Father. We hear Father, we think of parents. We think of God the Creator, God the Father, God the Sustainer, the Ruler, the One in Charge. We get Wonderful Counselor, that's one who counsels well and governs well. We get Mighty God, we have one who follows the calling that God has given them to massive degrees. We get Prince of Peace, we understand princes in principalities. Everlasting Father. You may well know by this point in our journey together that my relationship with my father is at best non-existent. And for that, I give thanks to God every day because it was not a good relationship to begin with. But when I think of attributes of Father, what do we think of? We think of I think of Grandpa. I think of the number of people who have stepped into father role for me. I think of the things that they've done. The helping hand. The provider of security. The sometimes unsolicited advice, right? The never-ending joy when they are truly proud of you and what you're doing. To put Jesus in the role of Everlasting Father, think back to all of the things Jesus did in his ministry on earth, right? He said, "Let the little children come to me and don't hinder them. Don't stop those kids from coming to me," right? He fed the hungry. He took care of the sick. He stood up to what was wrong. Favorite image in the Bible of Jesus getting righteously indignant was turning over the money changers' tables in the temple. I've seen father figures do that. Not literally flip over a table, but get so upset at the system that they go, this isn't right. I think of the people Jesus took care of. The little girl who by all means had died. The woman who had the hemorrhage. Lazarus and his sisters. I think about him on the cross and his mother's there and the most beloved disciple is there and he gives them to each other and says, take care of each other because I won't be here anymore. I think about feeding the 5,000 and the number of times that particular story pops up in Scripture. I think of how many times God the Father's been there for me and the number of times faith, yes, but something more than that has picked me up from the very bottom of where I've been. And maybe, just maybe, that everlasting Father is the Father to the orphaned. The Father to those who are left behind. The Father to those who are forgotten. The Father of those times when we desperately need a hug. I was talking with my family, my local family, this weekend. We had Christmas with everybody, and we were talking about a few different things and talking about, of all things, weighted blankets. And why it's a good idea for when my nieces need some kind of comfort. It's that same kind. I said, it makes sense. A weighted blanket makes sense to kind of hold you down and hold you. I said, think of it this way. And I leaned over to Dad and he gave me a hug and I said, it's the same concept. Everlasting Father, everlasting parent. That's the aspect of Jesus, God known in Christ, that doesn't let you down. That's always there to pick you up when you need a pick-me-up. That's there to put their arm around your shoulder and say, yep, you messed up. But I love you anyway. And it's never going to change. That pat on the back when you've done well, or that beaming smile from out in the crowd. Pride in self is a sin. Being proud of somebody else's accomplishments is not. I think of Jesus as wonderful counselor. I think of him as the one who did marvelous things and ruled in a way that nobody's seen before or since. And I think of Jesus as mighty God. I think of all the wonderful things that he did in defeating death and sin and evil. And when I think of Prince of Peace, well, we'll talk about that next week. But when I think of Jesus as everlasting Father, as the Messiah, the promised one, as everlasting Father, I know I'm okay. More than that, I know you're okay. And I know that it'll all be all right in the end. Why? Because this isn't the end of the story. Why? Because God's promised better. Why? Because this is what we have to walk right this minute. It's less than 2 weeks until Christmas. This is not an easy time of year for a lot of people. There's a lot of pain and suffering and hurt and loss. There's apparently a temper tantrum going on downstairs. Everlasting Father reminds me it's going to be okay. That I don't have to hurt forever. That I don't have to hurt right this minute. Scripture says what? Fear not, for I am with you. Everlasting Father reminds me of that. Everlasting Father reminds me of the arm that's constantly around my shoulders and the palms of the hands that I sit in and that each of us sits in. Everlasting Father reminds me that, yeah, I've messed up, but he loves me anyway. And Everlasting Father reminds me that I am loved always. When I feel unlovable, when I feel unloving, Everlasting Father holds me right there and says, I love you anyway. I love you always. I love you in a way that nobody else ever can, because I created you in my image, and you are special. My prayer is that we all hold on to that. And if Father's not the image you want to use, okay. Everlasting friend, everlasting parent, everlasting mother, everlasting creator, everlasting whichever. It doesn't end. There's not a thing we can do to pluck ourselves out of the hands of God. There's not a thing we can do to make him love us any less than he does. It's unconditional. And what joy is that? What joy is that? Yeah, it's dark. These are the dark days of the year. These are the dark days of our souls, because it never fails. This is the time when families gather together and it never fails. There's an empty chair, or two, or three. And it's okay to miss the person that used to sit there. For me, I hold on to the joy. They're already there. They're rooting for me too. How wonderful. Amen.